Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined at this time on the Fan Morning Show by Pirates President Frank Coonley. Frank, good morning. How is everything?
Good morning, Colin. Terrific.
We are, Chris and I are having a great time. The sun is just up. Yeah. They've washed the windows. It's bright. It feels like baseball. You know, the first thing I noticed, I got off the press elevator, then I noticed it in right center field, and I know this will be thematic throughout the year, is this logo that you've come up with for Steve Blass.
It's very cool. It is. I noticed it up here in the press box as well. As soon as you get off the elevator, it's out on the outfield wall in right center. It's a fitting tribute, and obviously we're going to have the opportunity today to recognize Steve. We had an opportunity in spring training, and it was really a terrific event pregame where the fans got an opportunity to say thanks to Steve and recognize him for what he's meant to the Pirates. 60 years is a long time to be with any one organization. And Steve will retire at the end of this year as a full-time broadcaster, as the longest-term broadcaster in the history of Pirates baseball. And we've had some great broadcasters. So it's quite an accomplishment, and it's really special that Steve gave us the opportunity to thank him every year. I mean, every day of the 2019 season.
We were talking about some of our favorite parts of the home opener earlier, Frank. And mine is always making sure that I'm in my seat in time to get all the pregame pomp and circumstance and take it all in, from the lineups being announced to the players running out to the chalk line and standing there next to each other shoulder to shoulder. What should we expect on tap as far as special recognition this afternoon before the game starts?
Well, we would hope that most of our fans are like you and want to be in their seats for the pregame ceremony, because this year we always try to have a special opening day pregame ceremony, and this year we certainly do. In addition to honoring Steve Blass, we're going to honor Dick Rote for his lifetime achievement, maybe arguably the greatest athlete to come out of Western Pennsylvania, the only man to be a member of both the college baseball and college basketball halls of fame, MVP, two-time World Series champion. So we're going to have an opportunity to honor Dick here today. That'll be special. And then we'll also give thanks to the first responders, police officers, members of the Pittsburgh Police Department who will be here, who went into the line of duty and into the danger of the Tree of Life synagogue tragedy and were injured there. The four men who were injured in that shooting, for their bravery, are going to be on the field here throwing out a first pitch, and that'll be special for the organization, and I know it'll be special for the city of Pittsburgh to see them and see the fact that they are doing well in their recovery. There were some serious injuries that those men incurred, but they are all doing well in recovery. Officer Dan Mead, I had an opportunity to spend a couple of days in spring training with. He came down to spring training, and one of the greatest Pittsburgh Pirates fans I've ever met in my life, and he's so thrilled to be part of the Pirates opening day today.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Joined by Pirates President Frank Coonley here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's talk some baseball. Does this team need, in circle need, right? Does it need to pitch the way that Trevor pitched yesterday to be successful this year?
Well, we're celebrating the 150th anniversary of professional baseball. And for the length of time that we've been playing this great game, pitching has been what has dominated the game. And teams, the great teams that win championships, it all starts with starting pitching and then a strong bullpen to make sure that you win those games that you have leads in late. So we need to pitch extremely well. It's the strength of this team. We've talked about it as a strength, both from the starter, and getting 6, 7, 8 innings out of a starter is critical, because you can't continue to bring in the relief pitchers every single night. Although we have what I believe will be even a deeper core of relief pitchers coming in here. We saw Nick Birdie over the spring, And he was outstanding. The mix of 97 and just a killer slider has really played, and we saw it on opening day in Cincinnati. He adds to that length of Kella and Crick and Rodriguez, obviously ending up with Felipe Vasquez, who we think is one of the best closers in the game. So pitching should be our strength, and we're also going to need to win some games 8-6 as well. So we're going to need to bang the ball better than we did last year.
We touched on this a month ago when we were down in Bradenton. We talked to Neil at length about it. But defensively, do you guys have enough confidence in your infield defense when you've got pitchers like you do in your rotation? A guy like Trevor is a classic example of a pitch-to-contact guy who's going to try and get soft contact along the infield, and we saw some issues on opening day in Cincinnati. Do you guys have enough defensively on the infield?
Well, we talked about it all off season, Chris. You're absolutely right that one of the areas where we fell well short last year was infield defense across the diamond, and we took action to improve that. The left side of the infield is entirely new, and one of the reasons why Eric Gonzalez won the job as shortstop is because of his defensive ability. Jung Ho Gung, in my opinion, is moving better than he's ever moved since he's been a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that includes 2015. Defensively, I think he will really help us out this year. And I do believe, I know Adam had that one play on opening day that didn't go his way, but I believe that he will be a average to plus above average second base defensive second baseman. And Josh continues to work extraordinarily hard. He can play that position. He made some excellent plays in Cincinnati. Obviously, he made one that didn't go his way as well. But we need to give the other team three outs an inning. We can't give them more than that. We saw yesterday in the game in Cincinnati what happens when Cincinnati was giving us some free outs, and we didn't take advantage of all of those. But any time that you're asking your pitcher to get four or five outs in an inning, you're taxing the pitcher, even if you managed to get out of the inning unscathed.
All right, be square with me, because I know that you're somebody that's visible in the community. You go out, you get coffee. I see you at the grocery store probably once every couple months or so, Frank. People come up to you and they say, and you field their questions. They say, Frank, I don't know if you did enough in the off season. You didn't go out, you didn't get a bat, you didn't do this. What's your, not your stock answer, but your personalized answer to each person that says that to you?
I have felt a difference this offseason from last offseason. Last offseason, there was a lot of anger over the trades of McCutchen and Cole. I think last year we saw a core group of players coming together that can win together. What I say is the reality, and that is that we didn't have to add a ton because we had a strong starting pitching core coming back. Obviously, we made a change with the fifth spot in the rotation, bringing in Lyles for Nova. I think we could have strengthened ourselves there. We had a very strong relief core. We added Birdie as a healthy addition to that team. So we believe we have a strong relief core. We had some areas, some strategic needs within the position player group that we added to. Lonnie Chisenhall, unfortunately, second to last spring training game, he gets hit with a pitch, breaks a finger. He's going to be out for a little bit. But Chisenhall bringing Gung back was important. Solidifying, as I talked to Chris about, solidifying the infield with Eric Gonzalez was really important for us. But we had a very strong core group of players that we believe in, and we think that they're ready to take that next step forward in 2019.
Is this a make or break's a tough term in all of sports, but is this a prove yourself year for Josh Bell?
I think, albeit young,
understand, but.
Well, I mean, every year is important for a young player. Every year is important. I can tell you that he's very important to our success, and both offensively and defensively. He's in the middle of the lineup. He's in the middle of a lineup for a reason. We believe in what he brings to the plate, and we believe that the power is there. We saw it 2 years ago. Last year, he was a very good hitter. He just didn't have the power that you expect from him or from your first baseman. This year, we're looking for that combination. I saw very good things from him in spring training. I don't look at statistics, but I look at the approach at the plate. I saw some really good things from Josh.
Frank Coonley with us here on the Fan Morning Show as we get ready for the home opener. First pitch, 105 here on 93.7 The Fan. Can you guys take advantage, Frank, of some of the established veteran players that are still somehow out there on the market?
You know, I think our team is set now. We like our team, and we'll continue to, as injuries occur, you know, we might have to make some adjustments, but we like our team. I really think that we've added to and improved our bench. Once Gregory comes back and Chisenhall is healthy, you've got Chisenhall, you've got Melky Cabrera, who is a professional hitter from both sides of the plate, with Colin Moran being a bench player now, a corner bench player, he can really be an addition to the bench. So I like our bench. I like the depth that we have. The season is a 162-game roller coaster ride. So we know that there'll be times in which we're going to have to add, whether it's from the system or whether it's from outside. We'll have to add, and we'll address those when we come to those.
When you get to the trade deadline, is very different now. It's one single deadline on July 31st, so you won't have the flexibility of moves being made in August through waivers. How much flexibility, how much room do you have to make aggressive moves? And granted, as you said, it's a long season. We're a long way off from that. But how do you approach the deadline this year if you're in a position to add pieces to contend?
Well, you're absolutely right. And we've taken advantage of the waiver trade deadline through August and added some important pieces like Marlon Byrd here, Morneau. I think Derek Lee we added in August as well. That won't be available for any team this year. So the July 31 trade deadline will be even more meaningful than it has been in the past. And we hope to be in a position where as we approach, we are in mid-July, we're looking to add because we're in the middle of the hunt in the National League Central. And if we're in that position, we're in the hunt in the National League Central, we'll look to add where we have needs at that point in time.
Last thing for you, Frank. I know that we made national news last week with what your general manager said about the scouting of Josh Bell and the anonymous sourcing. Do you find anonymous sourcing iffy? Do you find it questionable? I mean, your thoughts on that whole situation, because it felt like it delved into a personal shot and not necessarily just a baseball player.
I do. I never like anonymous sources. If you're not willing to put your name on something, then just don't give it. There's a reason why you're anonymous, and that's because you don't want anybody to know that you said something, in that case, that was idiotic. So put your name on something if you wanted to call Josh Bell names. It was upsetting to see that in what I always viewed to be a legitimate publication like SI. There were others within that SI article, as Neil pointed out, that were very similar. So if you're going to take shots at somebody, unfair in my judgment, but if you're going to take shots, put your name on it.
Frank, it's opening day. The sun is out. I told you out in the hallway, I said it's one of those days where it says it's 42, but it feels like it's 60 because the sun's out. Much better than an overcast.
It's absolutely gorgeous here on the North Shore. Come on down and enjoy the home opener. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.